ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। So this morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 14, Text Number 24. Mukta tata yadi bandat devadatta upachinnati tasmat api vishnu mitra iti anavastitihi। मुक्तस्ततो यदि बन्धात् देवदत्त उपचिन्दति तस्मादपि विष्णुमित्र इति अनावस्थिति। सो इफ यू लाइक यू कैन रीड, अदरवाइज वी कैन कंटिन्यू। ओके, मुक्ता लिबरेटेड तथा फ्रॉम दैट यदि इफ बन्धात् फ्रॉम द गवर्नमेंट इम्प्रिजनमेंट और बीइंग बीटन बाय द प्रोटेक्टर ऑफ द वुमन। From the government imprisonment or being beaten by the protector of the woman, Devadatta, person named Devadatta, Upachintnati, takes the money from him, Tasma, from the person named Devadatta, Api, again, Vishnumitra, a person named Vishnumitra, Iti, thus, anavastitihi, the riches do not stay in one place but pass from one hand to another. Translation put by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Stealing or cheating another person out of his money, the conditioned soul somehow or other keeps it in his possession and escapes punishment. Then another man named Devadatta cheats him and takes the money away. Similarly, another man named Vishnumitra steals money from Devadatta and takes it away. In any case, the money does not stay in one place. It passes from one hand to another. Ultimately, no one can enjoy the money and it remains the property of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Please repeat. Stealing or cheating another person out of his money, the conditioned soul somehow or other keeps it in his possession and escapes punishment. Then another man named Devadatta cheats him and takes the money away. Similarly, another man named Vishnumitra steals the money from Devadatta and takes it away. In any case, the money does not stay in one place. It passes from one hand to another. Ultimately, no one can enjoy the money and it remains the property of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. Riches come from Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, and the goddess of fortune is the property of Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The goddess of fortune cannot stay anywhere but by the side of Narayana. Therefore, another name is Chanchala, restless. She cannot be peaceful unless she is in the company of her husband, Narayana. For example, Lakshmi was carried away by the materialistic Ravana. Ravana kidnapped Sita, the goddess of fortune belonging to Lord Rama. As a result, Ravana's entire family, opulence, kingdom were smashed. And Sita, the goddess of fortune, was recovered from his clutches and reunited with Lord Rama. Thus all property, riches and wealth belong to Krishna as stated in the Bhagavad Gita 5.29. Bhoktaram Yagyatapasam Sarvalokameshwaram. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the true beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities, and He is the Supreme Proprietor of all the planetary systems. Foolish materialistic people collect money and steal from other thieves, but they cannot keep it. In any case, it must be spent. One person cheats another, and another person cheats someone else. Therefore, the best way to possess Lakshmi is to keep her by the side of Narayana. This is the point of the Krishna consciousness movement. We worship Lakshmi, Radharani, along with Narayana, Krishna. We collect money from various sources, but that money does not belong to anyone but Radha and Krishna. Lakshmi Narayana. If money is utilized in service of Lakshmi Narayana, the devotee automatically lives in an opulent way. However, if one wants to enjoy Lakshmi the way Ravana did, he will be vanquished by the laws of nature, and whatever few possessions he has will be taken away. Finally, death will take everything away, and death is the representative of Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Darati Svapanantisam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Sri Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Sri Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishmanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vrindaya Tulsi Devyaya Priyaya Kesavasya Cha Krishna Bhakti Prade Devi Satyavatyai Namo Namah Vancha Kalpaturbhyascha Kripasindubhyai Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Thank you all for coming and attending, and all those who are hearing from outside. I have great pleasure in having this association and reading Srila Prabhupada's books. This is the purpose of human life, and we are greatly fortunate. No matter how much advance we make, we don't make, this is the only process for all of us. This is the same process. Whether we are beginner or we are very advanced, whatever it is, the process doesn't change. Only our understanding and realization increases as we read more and more, associate more and more, discuss more and more. There is nothing more one can do than hearing and chanting. So, quite an interesting observation in today's verse. Power beats corruption. How many of you heard that? Power breeds, and another way of saying is, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. What? So corruption is the name of the game. Stealing, whatever it is. Corruption of many types. Dhanam, janam, sundarim, corruption. So many types of corruption. And this corruption cannot be removed by human laws. Dharmam is achar Bhagavad Pranita. There's no point in saying corruption, corruption, corruption. Don't come to Krishna, it's corruption. So, there is a very popular saying, robbing Peter to pay Paul. Have you heard? Robbing Peter to? So here it is called Devatatta and Vishnu Mitra. The same thing. Modern government, nobody is responsible. Pass the buck. And there are so many complicated rules and regulations and laws. We'll never be able to fix the guilt on anybody. So, if the person is of great character, in other words, if he's a devotee, Vaishnava, then even if there are shortcomings in other people, at least the decision he takes will be free from corruption. Therefore, a king, father, leader, teacher must be a devotee. It is not that everyone will be free from corruption, but corruption can be stopped immediately at some point, like father, teacher, leader, king. So you see that picture of Prithu Maharaj. I was wondering, my attention went there. So Krishna's arrangement is, a person of Prithu Maharaj's character should be in charge. The three modes are there. They even influence the demigods. There is no place in the material creation that the three modes don't play their role. Three modes cannot be artificially, superficially stopped. There are clear-cut methods by which the modes can be controlled, individually and collectively. So Varnashram Dharma is a basic attempt where people, whether they submit or don't submit, there are checks and balances in Varnashram Dharma. For example, a student, he is controlled by the teacher, guru. Children, women, they are controlled by father and husband. Citizens are controlled by the king. But the current scenario, there is no control regarding character. There is only control regarding what is publicly acceptable or not acceptable, publicly. So corruption should not be out in the open. Not that corruption should not be there. Corruption should not be out in the open. That's all. So one should behave superficially as a man of character. So they were divided into public life and private life. Whereas for a devotee, there is no such thing as public life and private life. So, once we slip from the idea that we are all answerable to the Supreme Lord and His arrangement is valid, then we can go from anything to any level. So then human beings, actually they do not follow even basic law. Everything becomes sense gratification. If you have money, we'll travel. That means if you have money, you can do anything and get away with it. So there is a very interesting book called Spiritual Economics. I don't know how many of you know about it. It is written by one Prabhupada disciple, Daneshwar Das. So he gave a seminar in Mayapur for ISKCON Leadership Sangha. He says, at least as far as devotees are concerned, Varnashram Dharma is the only way. That's why sometimes we tell Brahmachari should not keep money. No, Brahmachari should not have more than what they need. But we cannot do it in Bombay. It doesn't fit. There has to be it's a system. It's a whole package. You cannot tell, oh, be in Bombay but remain a Brahmachari. It doesn't work like that. Put so much pressure on people's mind. So, purity, if that is to be attained, then you have to follow the process that brings the purity. The modern corporations, multinational corporations, they have no rules. They control the government. They control who becomes president. They control what the president will do. And president becomes a puppet. And he only has 5 years. Maximum another term. Gone. So who is in charge? It's a gambling. Actually, every time you go to your shop, you take money in. This is not how Krishna wants. Krishna says, all the money goes to the king in the form of taxes, grains, whatever it is, and king distributes it. It's not monthly salary. King can give land. King can give gold. King can give cows. In this process, there is no inflation. Zero inflation. But in the modern process, mehengai, 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 mehengai. If king distributes land, cows, gold, there's no inflation in that system. But of course, occasionally a king can be like Duryodhana. It's not that it's always, a king is always chosen to be the best person. It can, you know, that's a wonderful thing about the Mahabharata is that how can a person like Duryodhana become king? But that doesn't mean, because Duryodhana was not proper king, it doesn't mean the system is wrong. So, people only have to have what they need. The modern economy focuses on things that people actually don't need. For example, mobile, automobile, airplane. How it is essential, but it has become essential. So Krishna speaks about Devi Sampadi and Asuri Sampadi. So all these things, Prabhupada uses a wonderful expression, godless display of opulence. What he says? Godless display of, that's modern technology and modern, godless display of opulence. Not for devotees. It's different thing that Prabhupada used all that. That's a different thing. But it's not needed. It's like saying everybody should become an IAS officer. Makes no sense. Why everybody should be an IAS officer? So, from the beginning to the end, if Krishna is not there, if Krishna is the sum and substance of human existence, then it's godless display of opulence. Does not matter how much opulence there is. Prabhupada says, there can be opulence with Lakshmi along with Narayan. If everything is brought to Lakshmi Narayan, there can be opulence. Not that there should be no opulence. But it is not in the modern sense how much money I have in the bank. Prabhupada says ultimately nobody has wealth. It goes from hand to hand. Nobody keeps it, people die. So it is not enough if you are pious. Oh, yes, I have to listen Bhagavatam. What is Bhagavatam? So in this book, Spiritual Economics, it says modern economy is controlled by simply by the mode of passion and ignorance, not even goodness. There's a lot of money for things that is prohibited in a devotee's life, for liquor, for casinos, for slaughterhouses, for womanizing. There's money for that. For other things, people neither have money nor have time. They don't have time or money for other things. But for these things, there is time and money. So, generally people say, water should not be sold, food should not be sold. Why they say like that? Because it is not a personal property of a 5-star hotel. It belongs to Krishna. Water and food belongs to Krishna. Therefore we say prasadam. Why we say prasadam? It belongs to Krishna. So you go to a 5-star hotel and then you buy a plate is 300 rupees, a plate is 400 rupees. They say to run with the hare and hunt with the hounds. To run with the hare because, you know, people have this sporting habit of, you know, trying to capture rabbits or, you know, like that. So they keep dogs to get them out of the bushes. The dogs go, they know where they are hiding. So dogs, as soon as the dogs come, the hare will run. So you cannot run with the hare and hunt with the hounds. That means you cannot say, oh, what to do? You have to follow the modern style. Then people think you are legitimizing the modern style. Like modern wedding. Father is responsible to get the daughter married. Period. Matter ends. But father is a responsible person. He's not only responsible, he's a responsible person.
Same as husband. Husband is a responsible person. We are not interested in talking about the entire population. We are interested in people who want to follow Krishna. Vaishnavism is limited to devotees. Vaishnavism doesn't care about what happens to Am Janta. Like, we don't care what happens to animals in jungle. Do we worry? We don't worry about what happens to animals in the jungle. We can't worry about animals in the jungle. So similarly, people are like animal, why we should worry? Therefore, pariprasnena sevaya tat vidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. If you don't come in this bracket, forget it. You have to come inside this. Pranipatena pariprasnena, it's limited. Krishna is not interested in non-devotees. Plain and simple. You can preach, but if they don't want to follow, then what? Prabhupada says, if the home is not pleasant, the wife speaks harsh words, take sannyas. Home is not pleasant, the wife speaks harsh words. So if people do not want to follow Guru Sadhu Shastra, let them go to hell, who cares? We can't change for people's convenience Krishna's philosophy. Oh, what to do, you know, let's... There can never be a balance between demonic qualities and divine qualities. Can we strike a balance? How do you strike a balance between demonic qualities and divine qualities? No, you can't strike a balance. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. In the daytime, he's a good doctor, and in the night time, he's a don. What? Daytime is a doctor, and the night time is a don. We can't play double role. We can't have sympathy for wrong kind of attitudes and wrong kind of qualities. How can we sympathize with that? If somebody is against Krishna, how can you sympathize? Sisupal. How many of us can sympathize with Sisupal? So our, even though our heart is open and large, in practical terms we have to limit it. Like so many people come to visit the temple. We are open, our heart is open. Right? We are generous. But how many people are interested in following up? Everybody, every day we are going and giving Bhagavad Gita. Compared to the number of books you are giving every day, there should be a non-stop crowd coming inside the temple. Isn't it? At least 1,000 Gitas are distributed every day. So next week there should be 1,000 people coming. Does it happen? Manushyanam sarvesu kasyat yatiti siddhi. So we want quality. We are not against quantity. We are not against quantity, but we want quality. Modern democracy is not for that. Modern democracy is not for quality. Majority. So this system won't work. It goes against Krishna's system. So the story of Prithu Maharaj is very valuable, very important. How much time we have? So, I'll suggest all the managers here, they should get a copy of the Spiritual Economics and they should read it. And they should know how, sometimes the example is given, the tongue is surrounded by sharp teeth. The tongue is surrounded by, and the tongue is soft. So how the tongue can remain between this, just in between the sharp teeth? How is it possible? Sometimes you bite the tongue. Isn't it? So similarly we are surrounded by sharp teeth of the Kali Yuga. But we have no choice, we have to be there. So the spiritual economics explains how we are being fooled. The modern system of paper money is nothing but paper. It's even less than paper. So we are running after this system, giving up Vaishnava values, following Guru Sadhu Shastra, Varnashram Dharma. We are running after this modern economy. Non-stop Bombay people are traveling day and night. Shrama Yehi, Dharma Svanishtita Pumsam Visvakshena Katasuyam Na Utpadiya Dhradiya Shrama Yehi Kevala. Zero sum gain. Finally we end up with zero. The Prabhupada has done everything he can possibly do. There is nothing lacking on Prabhupada's part. If any shortcomings are there, it is our personal contribution. What? There is any problem, any shortcomings are there in this movement, it is our personal contribution to the movement. There is nothing wrong with the movement. There is nothing wrong with Prabhupada books. There is nothing wrong with what Krishna says. We have to sincerely follow, we have to understand, and we cannot artificially increase the scope. We are doing as much as possible for people, we are giving the books out, but they should follow Tatvidhi Pranipatena Parikrishnana Sevya. And the more we follow properly Guru Sadhu Shastra, the more effective the preaching will be. Preaching will be effective, but we have to follow Guru Sadhu Shastra more and more carefully, more and more cautiously. Then preaching will be more and more effective. So definitely we must distribute books, but more definitely we should follow. I'll stop here. So I would like some response, some comments, something like that. Kindly say something so that I know whether I spoke right or spoke wrong. Yeah. I can't hear you. Come closer now.
Should understand where to put, how to apply the principles of Shastra in a practical devotional service.
You see, Prabhupada says, generally we should follow law. We should follow law. But we can always go to higher authority. If one authority is denying us, we are not doing any criminal activity. If one authority is denying, you can go to higher authority. So we have enough influence in Bombay to get permission. Now we've got, people know us now. And everybody knows, you know, Gita is distributed. I think in many places we have permission. Maximum places we have permission. Railway stations, we don't have permission. Railway station? Then you have to pray to Krishna, Dadami Buddhi Yogam. He'll tell you what to do. But you will do it because your heart is in it. So you will find ways and means to do it. The cat will always catch the mouse, no matter how much the mouse tries to go here and there. What? Otherwise it's not a cat. If the cat says, no, I can't catch the mouse, then it's not a cat. So a devotee can always find a solution. If Prabhupada can go to the West and build this whole movement, what is this? So, keep trying, thinking about it, pray to Krishna, ask devotees how to go about it. You know, there are people who are veterans in this. They have done so many things, they know about it. So, ask them, they will tell you what to do. The important thing is to keep some prasadam. What? Some calendar. What? Something like that. Generally, people oblige. Like that. Anything else about the sloka? Yeah. They are the Sanskrit name or Peter and Paul. So, democracy is by the fools, for the rascals of the criminals. What? So democracy consists of fools, rascals and criminals. So pick your choice where you want to be. Most of the, you know, people who have power, you cannot openly say like that, but the fact is they are criminals. Prabhupada says any excess money means you are not honest. Just like we say, prasadam is not different from Krishna, don't waste it. So money is different from Krishna? Just as much prasad you need, you take. Similarly, as much money you need, you take. So what is that? That is land, cows and gold. That is for grahasthas. Sannyasis, brahmacharis, they don't even need that. The grahasthas do all that. And they give you gift. They give you prasadam, they give you milk, they give you clothes. There's no corruption in this system. But the king must follow Krishna. Therefore he is called Naradeva. He is representative of Krishna. Therefore Mahabharata was fought, because Duryodhana was not following Krishna. If Duryodhana stands for election today, he will completely finish the Pandavas. Even Krishna can't do anything. Because all Duryodhanas are in power. Therefore he cannot get permission. So we cannot just be pious, nice people. What? Okay. But you know, they say velvet gloves and iron hand. What they say? You should have a velvet gloves, inside, iron hand. Prabhupada was like that. He had velvet gloves, inside he had iron hand. You will not compromise. He knew what is right, what is wrong. But if you don't want to follow, Prabhupada says, I cannot protect you. Prabhupada says, I cannot protect you, I cannot protect you. Prabhupada says like that, I cannot protect you. If you don't follow, I cannot protect you. What can you do? So you follow, then Prabhupada will protect. Paritranaya sadhu nam. So if you become duskritam, how you will be protected? Paritranaya sadhu nam. So, thank you very much. It's nice to come here and associate with devotees of this Radha Rasbihari temple. It's like, this temple is like the tongue surrounded by the teeth. It's trying to live amidst all these problems. There is no end of problems. The problems come non-stop. Prabhupada went through the problem of getting this place. We all know that. It's not easy job. So, we should always give, we should always be extra nice, because this temple is situated in a very difficult place. To run this temple is not easy. So we should be extra nice and extra careful before we make comments. Because people have a tough job trying to run this place. And we should not become a problem in running this place. What is become outsiders becoming a problem? We should not become a problem in running this place. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. So, Jai Shri Shri Prabhupada ki Jai, Shri Radha Rasbihari ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi.